Blackstone Audiobooks presents To Wear the White Cloak by Sharon Newman. The book's dedication reads, For Father Chrysogonus Waddell, scholar, monk, musician, friend, on the 50th anniversary of his entry into the monastic life. Prologue. A village in Picardy. 12 days before the calends of May, April the 20th, 1147, Easter Sunday, the 9th day of Iyar, 4907. Quae enim lues tam pestifera, quis morbus tam lethalis, qui sic faciat hominem immemorum suae salutis, ridentem ac male securum, apropinquare usque ad portas mortis. Is there a plague so pestilent, an illness so deadly, that will lead a man, mindless of his health, laughing and untroubled by evil, right up to the gates of death? Gerick of Inye, Sermon for Pentecost. It wasn't much of a fief, just a village and a keep on the edge of a marshy wood. It was one of the many new towns that had been created on recently drained lands or hacked from the forest. It had a church and even a priest now and then, little more. It wasn't on a major road, nor did it have any strategic importance. Therefore it had largely been ignored by the great nobles, and thus allowed to prosper in unobtrusive isolation. The peasants were well fed, and had a bit left over after taxes and tithes. The lord of the keep, Osto, a jovial knight in his early 40s, had been blessed with ambition that ended at the boundaries of his own land. His wife and only child shared his unusual complacence. But recently a summons had come from his lord that would change Osto's life forever. This Easter afternoon, everyone in the village, from the oldest inhabitant down to the newborn, whose mother could testify to the persuasive theology of the last wandering preacher, were gathered in the bailey of the keep to bid farewell to the first of their inhabitants ever to set out for the Holy Land. "You have the hose I knitted?" Osto's wife asked worriedly. "You know how easily you get the ague when your feet are cold?" "You put them in the pack yourself, Edwina," Osto patted her cheek. "But St. Vast will watch out for us, and we have all of your prayers to keep us safe." He included the whole village in his glance. There were sentimental sniffs from some of the crowd. Lord Osto was much loved. Looking at all their familiar faces, Osto broke the gloom with a honking sneeze that startled everyone and proved that he was as much affected by the parting as any. "Come, Bertulf," he said loudly. "It's time we started."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?